It's Morning Edition on 90.1 WABE. Great to have you with us. I'm Dennis O'Hare. While Democrats and Republicans in Washington fight over how to reform our health care system and keep cost increases in line, there's a battle here in Georgia over those very issues. Starting in just a few days, Blue Cross Blue Shield of Georgia, the big health insurance company, will deny coverage for any emergency room trip it says is unnecessary. Physicians groups are very upset about that. Donald Palmisano is executive director of the Medical Association of Georgia, which has 7,800 members in the state. He joins us now. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for having me this morning.
Just to start, a quick yes or no to sort of set the field here. Isn't there a problem that people are visiting emergency rooms when they don't have to, and they're doing it in such numbers that we have sometimes a crisis in ERs?
I would say yes, but we would like to see the data that Blue Cross Blue Shield of Georgia has so that we can help them find a solution to this issue.
And before we get to that, don't we have to incentivize patients one way or another, either to find existing alternatives, which are out there, or stay out of emergency rooms when they don't have to go there, or both?
Well, I think one is patient education on what is an emergency and what is not an emergency. However, we don't want patients making their own medical diagnoses because they don't possess that clinical knowledge to be able to diagnose themselves, and that's the real problem with this particular policy.
But isn't it also true that we have to be smarter consumers of healthcare on our own, learn a little bit more, and isn't this one way of achieving that? I mean, if something's going to hit us in the wallet, we tend to pay more attention to it.
I would agree that when things hit you in the wallet, you do pay more attention, but there are other ways to also incentivize the patients. I mean, Blue Cross Blue Shield in this circumstance clearly knows who those patients are and should be trying to educate them more on this issue. And also, we have offered to work with Blue Cross Blue Shield on this issue to help them work with those patients because we do need to find a way to bend this healthcare curve. But we also need to know the data points on exactly where the problem is, and only Blue Cross Blue Shield possesses that data, and they're not sharing that data with us.
But isn't part of the problem with cost of care and cost of coverage the fact that people are going to the emergency room too often? Doesn't that contribute to higher costs? And if this policy is able to get more folks to go to more appropriate settings, won't that help with both access and cost?
Well, I can tell you that in order to answer that question, you need to have the data that says what are the policies that are out there, what are the patients that are using the emergency room and what Blue Cross Blue Shield believes is a non-emergent nature. We need to know who the ones that are using the emergency room as their primary place of care. And so we've asked Blue Cross for this information. We believe that having that information will find a solution and get patients to their proper care and stop utilizing emergency rooms.
Isn't Blue Cross Blue Shield, though, saying, look, you're not going to be denied just because your fears of something that might be wrong with you turned out to be unfounded and you went to the emergency room for a good reason, it just turned out to be something else than what you thought, that self-diagnosis thing you just talked about. In other words, they're saying if you had a legitimate concern, you're still going to be covered.
That's why we need this information, these questions that we've asked, in order to really, establish the information to either support or to continue to oppose Blue Cross's new policy.
But I'm sure you've heard complaints from your members who are ER doctors about how difficult it is in the ER to treat the right people in the right way because of the overcrowding in emergency rooms. Wouldn't a policy like this actually help your own physicians?
I would say that the emergency room physicians are in the best position to determine what is the appropriate care. If they have doubts on whether something is of an emergency, or if they believe that something is more of an emergent nature than another patient with another condition, then they have the ability to treat the patient that is most pressing and in an emergency situation at that time. And you have within the walls of the hospital that is set up to deal with these emergencies.
Now, a couple of weeks ago, the state insurance department announced that while BCBS is monitoring patients, The department's going to be monitoring BCBS and its new policy to make sure that there isn't abuse, intentional or otherwise. Is that any reassurance to you?
It's a reassurance to ensure that the policy is being monitored by an outside third party. However, our biggest concern is that patients that really have an emergent condition will not go to the emergency room, and there will be detrimental effects because of the policy that they believe will put them in a position of not seeking the appropriate care at that time.
Donald Palmisano is Executive Director of the Medical Association of Georgia. Mr. Palmisano, thanks so much. Obviously, we'll be checking back with you on this one. We appreciate it.